Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Professor Elliot Zwane. I think it's important for recording purposes so that whoever will hear the recorded message should take note of. At this hour, I would like to thank everybody who availed him or herself to this important meeting. For the past few years, I've been chairing the meeting as the chairperson of SARFAS. But I'm glad on the 25th of September, we arrived at a conclusion of some kind that the committee needed to have new board to take over, especially that we are moving towards a new era of development. Of course, not to mention the COVID-19, which has caused us a great lot of challenges that we have to do now. Let me briefly indicate that during my tenure, we were able to achieve few things, yet we had other challenges in our hands that we could not fulfill. What we have achieved, basically, we did not have a constitution, and we were able to forge ahead and had a constitution which is working. And we had initially a strategic document, which we worked on that strategic document, and ultimately we updated the strategic document. So these two documents are very important for the running of SARFAS. And the things which we could not achieve is to register the organization as a non-profit organization. Of course, we had a lot of challenges in terms of finance. We did not have finance to register, but after some discussions and deliberations, we ended up getting the services of the South African Society for Agricultural Extension to come on board and host SARFAS. And it is on that basis that we could not move at the speed we wanted to register the body. Nevertheless, we were caught up and we were not able to register, although at the 11th hour, we had other options to register it in the area where I stayed, Pulukwane. Unfortunately, it was not fully supported, so I dropped the idea. With the latest development of SARFAS, where a resolution was taken in Côte d'Ivoire, I think I abide by that resolution. Actually, I have long abided by the resolution that we move forward so that we develop ourselves as SARFAS. And with that in mind, a new committee has been elected, Julie, through the assistance of Adrian. And thank you, Adrian, for facilitating that process. And before I forget, also representing SARFAS, I mean, Sasaye, Professor Van Niekerk, Johan Van Niekerk, thank you for being there for us in the latest, lately, so to speak, because you came and you were there to support me a lot in terms of discussions and how we could take the process forward and how we could, you know, fundraise for the project. Thank you very much, Prof. Johan. Maybe with these few words that I have said, I want to thank everybody who has supported SARFAS. We had also members who are not here in the meeting today. I want to thank Dr. Shami Ngwenya for her support. I also want to thank Jeff Ngaka for his support and other people who were there to help us from the DAF office. They have supported us in different ways. They offered us meeting place and we could meet there free of charge. And probably at this point, I've been following the discussion through email, and with the development of the forum, South African Forum, I think represented here by Mete Mbingoto and other members who are not here, Dr. Simon Letswalo, who is the chairperson. I also want to thank them because we used to have some discussions as to how can we promote SARFAS forward. I also want to thank Dr. Verona Parkinson, who is also a new board member. Thank you very much for your efforts and for the work that you have done for SAFAS. Thank you very much. Maybe at this point in time, I would like to thank Adrian for all the work that he has done as a secretary for the SARFAS and many other people who are not here in this meeting. I think at this point in our, allow me, ladies and gentlemen, to hand over the new chairpersonship to the new chairperson. And I guess the board has elected Dr. Parkinson to be the chairperson of SARFAS. May I take this time to hand over the chairperson hood to Dr. Parkinson. Thank you very much, Adrian, as a facilitator there.